we're asking them to draw upon their inner resources and their own reflective self. It's quite different when a child asks their own question, and we should always be open to their questions. We may not, their questions may not always be about what we may think they're about, and I'll get back to that in a second, if I can remember. these talks are a little bit free-ranging, so one has to have patience with me as I move along here. One doesn't want to cut short this natural state of oneness, because within this oneness grows the ability in each human being to be flexible in their thinking and in their soul activity, and that surely is what we want. We want children, teens, adults who have an inner flexibility, an openness, a creativity toward life, so that the challenges of the future, which we can't probably even dream of. I mean, think how fast information technology has changed just in the past 5 years. I mean, can you imagine what it's going to be like when our kindergarten children are our age in the future? In order to be prepared for that, I believe so strongly that this kind of protected, nurturing childhood is the best way to create strong, healthy, flexible human beings who have a sense of knowing who they are. And again, it might seem paradoxical, but I just insist from my experience with so many children who have been raised this way and not been raised this way. I've been a youth worker for 20 years and worked with all sorts of children from different racial, economic backgrounds, Waldorf, not Waldorf, all sorts of things, challenging children. All kinds of children. And what I see are the ones who come from the kind of background that the mother particularly, but definitely both parents, if they have both parents with them, and they don't have to, as you can, one can, it's a little harder, but one can do this as a single parent too, have this strong